French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the os and fay, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is goat. We got to our dentist and the normal teeth cleaning session. The sweet and amusing Cuban lady that attends to us asked me right after she finished if I wanted a Cuban coffee. I said, sure, a cortadito, por favor. She tipped back her head and laughed heartily. She is like that. She thinks I'm a little crazy, I guess, in a good way. A few minutes later, as I was paying the receptionist, my cafe was ready. I raised my cup to her and then asked her about the local Cuban restaurant within steps of the office. I thought that is where the coffee might have come from. We'd never been there. No, she said. We make it here in our office, in her Spanish accent. I'm pretty sure with the old-fashioned condensed milk I first had with Cuban coffee in Key West. Then I asked her if the food was good. She said emphatically, very good, especially if you like lamb. My stomach growled in a language we all understand. I decided a cup of soup might be good, so we walked down to La Casita. We were well inside when I realized this was not a typical casual Cuban restaurant. The white tablecloths and waiters in ties were a clear sign. We had been in a casual Cuban restaurant as we were driving up from Key West only yesterday. One thing in common between the two places was a menu item. I had been intrigued by it yesterday, but it was only breakfast time, so I made a mental note. Maybe next time we are down that way. But in that it was now a lunch-appropriate hour when I saw Chivo on the daily specials, as I had in the cafeteria hot box of the Keys, I decided it is meant to be. And so, to our server's surprise, I think, I ordered it. He smiled broadly as I said, I'll have the Chivo. He said, ah, wonderful, the goat. There is this thing I've noticed in our 305 culture. Maybe it is in many more places. It is the Spanish to English and English to Spanish verbal dance we do. I'll say something in my limited, mostly menu and cooking words, Spanish, and the Spanish-speaking person will say the words to me in English, a Spanglish tango. The name of the dish was chilindrón de chivo. For those unfamiliar with eating goat, I would say to give it a try. It is not gamey. It is like a cross between lamb and beef. Most chilindrón recipes call for some type of meat, not always goat, roasted red peppers, paprika, and onions. Some also call for herbs, garlic, tomatoes, good stock, and wine. While some might think the meat a bit chewy, it was compensated for by the very delicious sauce it came with. It was clearly made from the braising of the goat. It is the long, slow cooking of the tougher cuts that elicits the very best natural sauces, with or without a thickening agent that typically defines the difference between gravies and sauces, but not always. Such is the nature of cuisine. As we were finished with our entree, our waiter asked if we would like dessert and coffee. I answered, no gracias, pero un cortadito para llevar. He replied, excellent, coffee, to go. Sí, yes. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.